For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. In a letter to the President, Defense Secretary James Mattis has resigned. He said, quote, "Because you have a right to have a Secretary of Defense whose views are better aligned than yours," end quote. The announcement comes a day after the President tweeted that he was ordering the withdrawal of all U.S. forces in Syria. And now there's word he's seeking a similar withdrawal in Afghanistan. White House senior advisor Stephen Miller insists, resignation aside, Mattis and the President got along very well.
The media that's having this hysterical reaction to James Mattis retiring is the same media in many cases, the same politicians in many cases, who cheered our nation into a war in Iraq that turned out to be an absolute catastrophe.
Miller said President Trump was elected to get our foreign policy back on the right track. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. We've got your last-minute gifts. Stores are now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100, or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more, and get Kohl's cash. Short on time? Buy online. Free store pickup. Most orders ready in 2 hours. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
The Trump administration is announcing a new approach to confront illegal immigration. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen saying the U.S. is moving forward with plans to make migrants who enter illegally or without documentation to go back and wait in Mexico as their asylum cases process.
We have notified the Mexican government of our intended actions. In response, Mexico has informed us that they will commit to implement essential measures on their side of the border to facilitate this process by providing humanitarian assistance.
She says with this policy, aliens entering the U.S. will no longer be able to easily disappear after they do. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump has announced he won't sign the continuing resolution that cleared the Senate to keep the government running because he wants funding for a border wall.
It should be bipartisan. I think it will end up being bipartisan. I really do.
Democrats say $5 billion for the wall is too much money. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
With the season of giving upon us, USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has a story about one family who gives above and beyond.
Every Christmas season, Liette Rebeck gathers her family around and wraps presents for the Christmas season. Now, these presents aren't just for anyone, though. They're for Gold Star families. Rebeck runs a nonprofit organization called Believe With Me, which makes sure children of Gold Star families are going to have a Christmas with gifts under the Christmas tree. She shares with Fox News where she came up with this idea.
So a few years back, my family and I were going through a really tough time, and I met a Gold Star mom. And she had so much joy and passion and purpose that I kept a picture of her boy and another 29 that were killed in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan. And I looked at those faces every day, yeah. And when I would be tempted to give up in my own battles, I would think about those families and think, I can't
their
give
struggle.
Up.
The list for the most mispronounced words of the year is out. The Babbel language app says many people had a difficult time with the Democrat from Texas.
Congressman Beto O'Rourke.
Another tongue twister, Jamal Khashoggi, the Saudi journalist who was murdered in Turkey. Also, the official language of Wakanda in the movie Black Panther is Isikosa makes the list. And the offensive tackle who helped the Eagles win the Super Bowl is
Halapulavati Baitai.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.